All right, that was Loudon Wainwright III with Hard Day on the Planet. Such a timely song for our next guest. I want to let you know, though, that this hour of the point is we're going to be talking with not only Ben Davenport, local Chico State graduate, but we're going to talk with Ryan Libre of the. He's been a long time Chicoan, but he left for a while and he's back for a few weeks to share some of his work with us. But I want to bring in Ben Davenport right now. Ben is on the phone with us from Washington, D.C. He's a Chico State graduate and a green economy advocate. And he right now is at the is actually getting ready to have lunch, but he's in D.C. for the Power Shift Conference. I want to welcome you to The Point Is, Ben.
Hey, Sue, and hello, Chico. I'm calling you from the streets of Washington, D.C., where there's 10,000 young people from every state across the country who are converging in Washington, D.C. to mobilize and let Congress know that we need them and we need the new administration to act quickly and decisively to stem the effects of climate change so that not only our generation can have a prosperous life, but so that our next generation can enjoy some of the same liberties that we have.
Well, Ben, let me ask you. I read on the internet that almost 11,000 people, young people, are there in this effort to really make it known that this is about our future. This is about your future in particular. What's the atmosphere there? Is it sort of a depressing, we've got to do it because we're screwed, or is it an exciting atmosphere?
It's far from depressing. Of course, the stakes are really high, but because the stakes are so high for my generation, we're also really excited because right now we're deciding how the course of humanity unfolds, like the actions that we take with regard to climate change and preserving the ecosystems that we rely on for our survival. The actions we take in the next 5 to 10 years determine the quality of life that humans will have on this planet. And there's a lot of rhetoric about let's save the environment, let's save the planet. The fact is that the planet will go on regardless of what we do, and the core of the movement that I'm part of is saving humanity and saving quality of life that in which people can prosper and enjoy liberty and take care of families and not be worried about catastrophic climate change. So really, the focal point for me here is not about saving spotted owls, blue whales, or the environment. It's about saving the systems that humans rely on for our survival.
Well, Ben, let me ask you this. This is a conference. I've been on the website. I've been all over the website, and it says that it's a proper conference, right? You guys are going to learn a bunch of stuff. There's all these different wonderful workshops. But then what's happening on Monday?
On Monday, there are 5,000 students, and we are coordinating about 500 meetings with staffers and members of Congress to, like I said, convey our concerns, to share the dream with them about creating a green economy that can pull people out of poverty and minimize, if not reverse, the effects of climate change by bringing some jobs home, like retrofitting homes. We want to get people trained in green-collar jobs for retrofitting homes, putting solar panels on top of houses, putting solar water heaters on houses, and a number of other different roles that can be filled by working-class people, all of whom right now are under serious pressure in the economy and in the economic environment that we're all really feeling the pinch from. So as we want to achieve these environmental goals, we also want to achieve economic goals because we can't have one without the other. We have to take care of the ecosystems that we rely on for our survival, and we also have to take care of one another. And the way that we take care of one another is through the economy and through community activism, of course, as well. But we want to make sure that we have a good place to live with clean air, sweet water. We want to make sure that we have good communities where people have jobs and hope so that people stay away from horrible stuff like getting addicted to drugs and, you know, committing crimes because they feel hopeless or they don't have resources to take care of their families. So we want to have a good environment going. We want to have a good economy going, too. And we're confident we can get both. So what we're doing in D.C. in large part is this conference, which is my generation's version of a teach-in. But it's a teach-in that is exponentially larger because we have 10,000 people here from all across the country. And I don't think the teach-ins ever got to that full potential that we are pursuing. And Some conferences, you know, there's a lot of talking the good talk. But the thing that sets us apart for me is that not only are we from all over the country and going to take our efforts back to our hometowns and our home states, but this is action-oriented. It all culminates with action by going to the Capitol and talking with our senators, our congresspeople, and their staffers to let them know, here's what we need, here's a timetable, how can we help you to achieve these goals for our economy and our environment?
Well, let me ask you this. I know that your work there is focusing on the lobbying effort. Do you plan to talk with our representative, Wally Herger?
I would love to meet with Wally. I think he's a really good guy. Uh-huh. And he's from a farming family. And while I don't think that I can make much progress with him on preserving environmental infrastructure, I think that there's a lot of potential for working with him on water issues, like the Lower Tuscan Aquifer is going to be tapped pretty soon here, and the water tables may be dropped dramatically, thereby having a huge impact on local farmers. So I think that there's real potential for collaborating with him on that. For this lobbying effort in particular, if I do have a chance to talk with him, I would want to talk to him about creating jobs, and because there are millions, if not billions, of dollars available in federal funds for green jobs and creating green infrastructure. So while he may not be concerned about the environment or climate change, because, well, that's his prerogative, he may not be concerned about those, but I know that he wants to bring jobs to the North State and help out his constituents in his district. So I would talk to him about tapping into those federal funds to bring jobs back to our district.
Would it be helpful if listeners called on Monday to say they support PowerShift?
Absolutely. I would love it.
Let me give out some quick numbers. You know, if you want to call Wally Herger locally, you can give his office a call at 530-893-8363. You can call him in Washington, D.C. at 202-225-3076. Also, Ben, my last question for you, you're going to be focusing on the lobbying aspect of it. I've also heard that there's a nonviolent civil disobedience that is being planned for Monday as well. What's happening there? What do you know about that?
Well, I haven't heard a whole lot about it because I'm pretty busy with attending panels and trying to help orchestrate the lobbying efforts. But my understanding is that there is an action unaffiliated with the group that is coordinating the conference. And what the group wants to do is go to the coal-fired power plant that provides a lot of the energy for Washington, D.C. Coal is by far the biggest contributor to climate change and also to the content of our atmosphere with the high levels of carbon dioxide. And so the fact that our nation's capital runs on coal really should be highlighted. It really should be known, and I would hope that Washington, D.C. takes steps as quickly as possible to move away from that filthy energy. And so what they're doing is they're going to go there and they're going to bear witness to the things that are happening in an effort to bring attention to the need to transition away from coal. And my prayers are with them. I hope that it goes peacefully, and I hope that everybody, you know, behaves and does well.
Well, Ben Davenport, thanks so much for being there and sort of representing us here in Chico in Butte County. Yeah. And appreciate the work you're doing. You're always doing good work. I know that.
Thank you, Sue. And if you would please let the listeners know Wally's number again. And when you talk with Wally, please ask him to do his best to tap into the federal funding to bring jobs back to our district.
And those numbers again for Wally locally, 530-893-8363. And in D.C., you can call him 202-225-3076. Yeah, let's support Ben and all the other Chicoans that are there in Washington, D.C., representing us, demanding clean energy for a change.
Thank you, Sue. Power to the peaceful.
Thanks so much, Ben. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, and that was Ben... Ben Davenport with us, calling all the way from Washington, D.C., doing the work that needs to happen. And don't go away. We're going to be right back with Ryan Libre talking about his work in Asia and an opportunity for you to learn about photojournalism because of a workshop that he is offering next weekend. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
In the shop or South Bronx, New York, you're a 40-minute drive to the grocery store. Therefore, diabetes and obesity common from eating processed garbage, Little Debbie's and ramen from the corner store. Some grow it in community gardens and straight farmers sell it fresh to a community market. Employing the youth and keeping health on target. Make a restaurant out of it, cause everyone is starving. It's a green economy out of the need for equality. Put a deed on some property, cause owners we got to be. The movement's to pool and our resources together. Put sustainable businesses within a youth center. The future is ours. And music, the blueprint. We can do this right here in New Bedford, Massachusetts. Cause things don't change till opportunities rise. We need green for all people, not eco-apartheid.
Everybody shine, be solar powered, speak your mind. That's wind power, move your H2O. Wave power, organize, people power. We got that soul power. Everybody shine, be solar powered, speak your mind. That's wind power, move your H2O. Wave power, organize, people power. We got that soul power.
Photovoltaic. Energy source, so basic, so stated, solar power, so basic, co-created, synergy, we made it, photocopy, correlated, then disseminated, pass it to the mass, mastered in this plastic, green for all magic, everyone gets cabbage, we fasted, you fed your fat ass to plastic, reduce, reuse, recycle, good habit, get on a diet before we start a riot, ha, I'm a riot, laugh but keep quiet, meditate, keep silent, I seek alliance with naturalists, lions, activists, birds and bees, baby, could you please stop looking at me that way? Actually, let's make love, not bombs. Do it for the cause and cause no harm. King's dream reborn.
Everybody shine, be solar powered, speak your mind.